On Alaska's fire chief says he was forced to resign on Friday and less than 24 hours later was put on a plane to the lower 48. KUCB's Zoe Sobel has more.
I basically was given the door right for Christmas too.
That's Arlie Colvin at the airport before his flight. He says resigning wasn't really his choice.
If I did not resign, they were going to not give me one penny, no ticket out of here. I was going to have to be out of my apartment by the 31st, and I didn't have no more than $15 to my name because I'm help paying for stuff back home.
Colvin believes he was pushed out by Public Safety Director Mike Holman while the interim city manager was out of town. Citing personnel issues, the city of Onalaska is limited in what they can say about Colvin's departure. But in a press release, interim city manager Nancy Peterson said, quote, "We fully understand the need to have solid leadership in the fire division and aggressively recruiting to fill the chief position is our top priority," end quote. On December 19th, Colvin says he was suspended for tardiness, incomplete tasks, and problematic memos. He says all of the allegations have simple explanations. He was late because of migraines and received limited training on writing the memos. 2 days later, Colvin says he went to a meeting and was suspended again. The next day, he says he was forced to resign.
I wasn't even getting a written warning. It was basically told suspended and then terminated.
Colvin says he was told that he was not working out.
And then that I have caused a friction between the police and the fire department. And that is not the case. I was just basically being the mouthpiece of the volunteers and trying to help the volunteers.
Colvin thinks the straw that broke the camel's back was when he prevented the police from turning a room he wanted to use as an office for a new fire chief into a break room.
Fire department has been treated like a stepchild and an afterthought. And you're not going to get another fire chief that's going to work underneath the police chief.
Colvin says he never would have taken the job had he known he would have to work under the head of public safety. He says during his hiring process, former city manager Dave Martinson and current public safety director Mike Holman promised that he would have full control of his budget and operational concerns would run through the city manager. Colvin says he asked for a couple days to pack up and sell his belongings, but the city said no. In a press release, the city says they bought Colvin a ticket for Saturday so that he could spend Christmas with his family in Indiana.
Within 22 hours, I had to give up the cat, so I'm having to lose a family member of mine. Granted, it's not a human, but it's I fell in love with a cat.
A search of available flights shows as of Colvin's departure, there were flights for sale from Onalaska to Anchorage almost every day through the end of the year. Colvin says he had planned on spending the rest of his career, at least 20 years, in Onalaska. And if given the chance, he'd come back in a heartbeat.
I want to come back. I want to be the fire chief here.
But for that to happen, Colvin says he would have to report directly to the city manager, not the head of public safety. Onalaska's Department of Public Safety has struggled to keep a fire chief on staff for the past year and a half. In May 2016, Zach Chastain resigned from the position. Then in March, the city hired DJ Dunn to fill the role, but terminated his contract before he could start following charges of sexual assault against him in Illinois. Colvin was on the job for 3 months. In Onalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.